Welcome to Office Hours. I'm David Meltzer, and it's time for the Executive Spotlight. I'm David Meltzer, and we have David Fulmer here, and he is an amazing author, speaker, thought leader, and he wrote a book, Becoming 7, The Superhuman Rhythm. We're going to get in rhythm frequency in our neighborhood today here at Office Hours at SiriusXM Studios in Las Vegas. David Fulmer, welcome to Office Hours.
Aloha. How you doing, Dave?
Aloha, man. You and I, when we met, I knew you were at my frequency. And my frequency is my neighborhood, so I know who to invite into my neighborhood. It has no deference to what status or success or position or title that people hold. And it varies. It's so interesting, though, that even though we don't look for people of high actualized monetary and materialized success, it's part of the game in the neighborhood that people that are a higher frequency have a higher awareness and life's easy, and they seem to be able to materialize what they desire in their life. I imagine in this superhuman rhythm, there's some sort of reconciliation with the human experience.
Oh, yeah. It's
in this monetization and materialization side of things that confuse so many people. How does the superhuman rhythm reconcile with the human experience that involves materialization and monetization?
Well, every person, when they, you know, they're living their lives and they're in these chaotic situations, that's when certain things fall through the cracks. And the reason you bring up the monetized side is, like, we have to take care of our kin. We have to take care of ourselves. So living a life and having a job and having income and all these different things, it's hard. And so when you're in the right vibration and the right rhythm, then this monetary thing, it's this energy, it's like a river, it flows. Okay, it's currency, it's mm-hmm. a current. And so when you're on point and you have that right rhythm and that right vibration, then the currency and the current flows to the right spaces, people, and directions that edify you and your loved ones. And so when you're on that frequency that you talked about, it's almost like, and you've seen it, when it's like effortlessly you meet this person and then that person, and these certain things happen where I didn't plan this.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't something I came up with, but I was living my life in a way where it allowed it to come into me with an abundance, and it allowed it to come and gravitate to me. Like, you and I met in Tahiti over a year ago. What? And you had an impact on me. And then I was like, I mean, I don't know if you remember, I hit you up like 6 months later, like, dude, Dave, I got to write my book. What do I do? I didn't know, but the energy knew. And I met you out there, and then you're like, you know, you got to go with Cliff. Cliff's the man. He can help edit your book. I called Cliff and became good friends with him. He's a good friend of mine now. And thank you so much for that. And those are things you can't plan out. But if I'm trying to be the best person and best version of myself, and I'm living in rhythm, those miracles happen every day, all day long.
And the idea of becoming 7 as a life rhythm, what does that actually mean? What and how do we become 7?
Well, I have always been interested in the human experience. I've always been interested in why certain individuals live such happy, joyful lives where others just choose to fail. And it's really a choice. Right. And or are unhappy.
Definitely.
And when I was told that human beings are the only species that will willfully choose to not grow. Okay. A timber in the woods will grow as high and deep into the forest as the light sun that it's given.
Mm-hmm.
Dolphins will multiply and replenish as much as they can. Turtles, spiders, every living creature, breathing thing on this planet will multiply and replenish in its perspective element, okay, to the greatest that it can. We, the greatest species on Earth, for some reason, choose to not grow. And that always puzzled me. I was like, what's going on? So I really got into personal growth and the human experience. Like, but I would go to seminars. I've read, you know, hundreds of books, and I'm trying to figure this out. And I'm trying 3 steps to this, 4 steps to that. And then when I came across that more heart attacks happen on Monday morning from 8 a.m. to noon than any other time. And it's not based on your ethnicity, your cholesterol level, where you live on the planet. No, it's all, you don't have your why figured out. You don't know why you're on the planet Earth. And that just, it blew me away because I always had Whisper Wednesday as a day of inspiration. So it sent me on this journey. And I always knew that Sunday was a day of worship. And so I said, wow, what if we have these brain tracks? Because I wasn't really into generational brain tracks and ancestry and all this stuff. And all right, we have a 7-day rhythm in our brains for thousands of years. Your parents, 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 parents. The average person has 4,098 grandmas and grandpas' DNA inside them, vibrating. We talk about vibration, energy, okay? And I thought, wow, what if all my ancestors were stressed on Monday? What if they were stressed, right? So there's all these different emotions for each day of the week. And so that's what sent me on this journey of B7 and to really break it down fast and, you know, in a nutshell, I've taken by the gift of this great universe, I was given this gift to know that I attached 7 superhuman attributes to each day of the week. And once you live it for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, you'll never forget it. And that's the problem with consistency is we forget to do this. We forget to that. Once you live B7, you'll never go through another Friday again, and something come up and you're like, dang it, I can't be upset. It's Forgiveness Friday.
Yes.
Or you can't ever wake up on a Thursday and your attitude needs to be checked and you're like, today's a day of gratitude. And these are all the principles that there, it's all existing shelf space out there. You teach all these things. I just was like, how do I put this in a rhythm where I don't get off kilter? And it's just been amazing. So that's a long answer, but
no, it's much interesting what it in is. The reconciliation. I talk about the reminder, remembrance, and recollection of the infinite. And some would define it as God. You know, for me, I believe everyone has to understand there's something bigger than them. Infinite. Infinite energy, intuition, intelligence, and inspiration. And within that context, these reminders, which is the B7 that you've created in this super human rhythm, lies one of the diseases of the human experience, which is the simple things to do are simple not to do. And I use gratitude as the primary example because just saying it, people shake their head just like you do. And we're blessed to speak in front of thousands of people and my videos in front of millions. And Every single person, when I say, if you say thank you before you go to bed and when you wake up for just 30 straight days, your life will change forever. And I haven't met one person, not just the thought leaders, the Tony Robbins and the Oprahs and all these people who Deepaks of the world, you know, talking about gratitude, but every single individual, blue collar, white collar, they all shake their head. Yes. Gratitude. 0.1 seconds and it's free. But by tonight, David, most people listening to this won't say thank you. By tomorrow morning, half of those people won't say thank you. Within 3 days, almost everyone will not say thank you. So there's so many people out there that have these different ways to articulate life-changing, simple activities to change your life, to make a choice. Like you said, Jim Quick, one of my good friends, life begins with birth and ends in death, B&D, and it's C that we're living through. Yeah. And this is, you're a C guy. You're helping people make these choices. But I want to take it a step farther. How can we get people to do the simple things? Because I'm looking through the B7, you know, from, like you said, Forgiving Friday to Thankful Thursdays, you know, to Whisper Wednesdays. Those are simple things to do.
Yeah. And well, it's cool because religion or not, the facts are in the books. And one of the greatest philosophers ever walked the earth was Jesus.
For sure.
And he talked about chickens. Okay. I mean, here are these miracle human beings, all these miracles that happened. He was the most deep thinking human to ever walk the earth. And he talked so simple. And I think, like you're saying, you trip over these little things. And going back to gratitude, though, in an army of lions led by a sheep will always be defeated by an army of sheep led by a lion. And the answer to that dichotomy is attitude. And the minute you have an attitude of gratitude, like you are saying thank you all the time, it literally, all it does is open up this inside of your mind, what's possible, okay? I've lost my job, something's possible. I don't know if I can get over this mountain, something's possible. And it's that attitude. And a true leader can go into a room of depressed people or into his own mind of depression and darkness and say, you know what? If I can get up, I can go. If I can look up, something brighter's out there. There's always an opportunity. And so that's why gratitude, and I love in a lot of your stuff, you always come back, you're circling back to gratitude so much, and that thanking people. And B7, that's my morning routine, as I find six individuals that have changed my life, and then I thank them better via text, mail, whatever. And then everyone that I see throughout that day, my whole job is to look for the silver lining in everything. And I remember one time I'm walking through Home Depot, cruising through Home Depot, and I came across this couple, and they were kind of like arguing over some colors and paint. And I felt the energy. I think they had been married 60 years. Mm-hmm. And they were kind of arguing on what I could overhear what they're, and I walked up and I introduced myself and I said, hey, I'm sorry to bother you. My name's Dave Fulmer, but I wanted to let you know that both of you are beautiful human beings. And I want to thank you. I want to thank you right now because I can see you have been married for decades. And I hope and pray that one day I can be fighting on the paint aisle with my wife.
Yeah, right.
Just like you two. And to see their countenance over a simple thank you was just, it brought so much of that energy that you talk about. And so it is in the simple things, Dave. We don't need to complicate. I think sometimes we try to complicate things so much, but really it's in the simple things is where you find great, great knowledge.
You know, I want to finish up with a paradigm shift that changed my life within the context of the Become Seven and superhuman rhythm that I try to pursue for my own human experience. And it's a paradigm of I am, what am I doing to interfere with it? Instead of I'll be happy when, this is what I want people to think I am. I have simplified my activities as, is this activity for 24 hours aligned with my divine direction, or is it interfering with it? And within the context is simply, I am, what am I doing to interfere with it? So I'm shortening that distance of resistance, the lapse of time between every problem and every solution, which makes it a resolution. I'd love your perspective on this paradigm of I am, what am I doing to interfere with it, comparatively to I'll be happy when, or this is what I want people to think I am.
Well, what's cool about this is you have not the past and I have not the future, right? And so I have these things that I want to do that you're talking about. And we talked about this on the panel last night, and it's being brutally honest with myself and saying, is this necessary? Mm-hmm. Is this very action from pouring this glass of wine or water or whatever it is? What's the time of day? Is this necessary? And it might seem simple, but it's really difficult when you break down your life from the time you wake up and you're 24 hours, superhuman, true superhuman form of superheroes that go out and change the world and go take a business from here to here and take a down situation and turn it around or come up with a great idea. They use their 24 hours different and they shave and cut out everything that's unnecessary. Mm. Doesn't mean you're not having fun. Mm-hmm. It means you're eliminating the conversations, the people and the things that don't elevate you to that greater good. And so I want to ask myself, is this friendship I have, is this necessary for me to be where I want to be with B7? No, I need to be sitting next to Dave Meltzer. I need to be on panels. I need to be meeting with individuals. That's necessary to where I want to go. I want to be with other thought leaders and people that are making moves that are making the human experience better. So I'm not going to hang out and do things that aren't necessary. And once you really are honest with yourself and say, look, this time, this short little window of my existence is going to run so fast, I need to start doing things that absolutely are important for the cause and my goals and what I want to be in life.
it's amazing. All the rhythm and vibration and frequency is elevating our awareness, and that awareness allows us to be superhuman. That's why he is the superhuman rhythm person. Become seven with the incredible author, speaker, thought leader, David Fulmer. We're blessed to have him as our executive spotlight. I'm David Meltzer, and this is Office Hours.